This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says his visit has boosted Nepal-China relations. Home Ministry warns of taking action against those involved in assaulting doctors. Indra Jatra Festival today. President gives his best wishes. And at least 114 people killed in blaze at a wedding party in Iraq. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed his satisfaction with the outcomes of his official visit to China, highlighting its significance and the warm reception he received. Speaking at a gathering organized by the Nepali Consulate General in Lhasa, Prime Minister Dahal remarked that his visit to China exceeded his expectations. He emphasized the importance of his discussions with the Chinese President Xi Jinping, noting that the President's willingness to dedicate an hour to the Nepali delegation was noteworthy and a testament to strengthening of bilateral ties. Prime Minister Dahal said the extended meeting with President Xi was exceptional. It is uncommon for the Chinese president to allocate such a substantial amount of time to a foreign delegation, saying he considered it a rare moment for the Nepali delegation. Furthermore, Prime Minister Dahal viewed this visit as a milestone in Nepal-China relations, expressing optimism about the positive outcomes it would yield in the near future. During his visit, Prime Minister Dahal also held a significant meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Li Xiang, where agreements were reached to reopen border points that had been closed due to earthquakes and the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Dahal underscored that the agreements and memoranda of understanding signed between Nepal and China during his visit were in the best interest of Nepal. In his closing remarks, Prime Minister Dahal urged Nepal's Consul General in Lhasa, Navaraj Thakal, to fulfill his responsibilities effectively and responsibly in order to enhance bilateral relations between Nepal and China further. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda is scheduled to visit Mount Kailash and Mansarovar Lake today. President Ramchandra Paudil has conveyed his belief in the cultural significance of long-standing festivals like Indra Jatra, which have endured for centuries and play a crucial role in preserving Nepal's rich cultural heritage. In a message marking the Indra Jatra festival today, President Paudil extended his heartfelt wishes for peace, prosperity and happiness to all Nepali citizens both at home and abroad. Indra Jatra, a festival venerating the rain god Indra and celebrating a bountiful harvest, is observed by worshipping Indra and the ceremonial procession of the chariots carrying living goddess, Kumari, Ganesh and Bhairav. President Paudil expressed his hope that Indra Jatra would continue the promotion of harmony, tolerance and cooperation among Nepal's diverse ethnic and linguistic communities. The Ministry of Home Affairs has warned of taking action against those involved in assaulting doctors. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the Home Ministry stated that its serious attention had been drawn towards incidents of assaults on doctors in various districts, including Makwanpur, Kanchanpur, Lamjung and Khaski. The Home Ministry on Tuesday held discussion with the Health Ministry and representatives of doctors and decided to take action against those involved in assaulting doctors as per the legal provisions. Meanwhile, Health Minister Mohan Bahadur Basnet has said the government will take responsibility of providing security to the doctors. Talking to journalists, the Health Minister condemned the incidents of assaults on doctors. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudhan Kirati has said procurement process of aircraft for the national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation has neared the final phase. Addressing a program organized at the Patan Darbar Square premises on the occasion of the 44th World Tourism Day yesterday. Minister Kirati said the decision had been made to expand Nepal Airlines Corporation's fleet to promote tourist arrivals in the country. He added that Nepal's tourism industry was on the path of recovery after the COVID-19 pandemic, and the tourist arrivals in future were expected to rise. Nepali ambassadors to various four countries took oath of office and secrecy before President Ramchandra Paudel yesterday. According to the Office of the President administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ambassador to France Sudhir Bhattrai, Ambassador to the United Arab Emirates Tej Bahadur Chhatri, Ambassador to Kuwait Ghanashyam Lamsal, and Ambassador to Switzerland Ram Prasad Subedi at a special ceremony organized at the Office of the President in Sital Niwas. The Investment Board Nepal and a Malaysian company have signed an agreement for conducting a feasibility study for establishment of a chemical fertilizer factory in Nepal. Investment Board Nepal Chief Executive Officer Susil Bhatta and Ree Nicholas Managing Director Bomhidi Abdul Ali signed the contract from their respective sites amid a program yesterday. As per the agreement, Ree Nicola is obliged to submit a detailed feasibility study within 24 months of the agreement. The chemical fertilizer factory would be established at Abu Khairini of Tanahu district. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरू फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# # डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin, now on to an international update. At least 114 people have died and more than 150 others have been injured after a fire broke out during a wedding in Iraq's biggest Christian town. Hundreds were celebrating in a banqueting hall in Karakosh when it happened. It is not known what started the fire, but some reports suggest fireworks set it off. Flammable panels fueled the flames, causing parts of the ceiling to catch fire and fall. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhes Province and Bagmati Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says his visit has boosted Nepal-China relations. Home Ministry warns of taking action against those involved in assaulting doctors. Indra Jatra festival today, President gives his best wishes. And at least 114 people killed in a blaze at a wedding party in Iraq. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.